Today is Wednesday, March 20th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. My latest purchase were the stretch corduroy pants. They're extremely comfortable, and so far, two people have asked me where I got them, which I assume is the ultimate compliment. For the brand, not for me. So, take this as your invitation to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. There were some elections yesterday, starting with primaries in Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio, where President Biden and Donald Trump were both easily victorious in their respective presidential primaries. On the down ballot front, another critical race in Ohio was the Republican Senate primary to determine who will run against the state's current Democratic Senator, Sherrod Brown. He is seeking a fourth term in a state that's become increasingly conservative during his tenure. The winner of the Republican Senate primary was the Trump-backed candidate Bernie Moreno, who defeated both Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose and slightly more centrist Republican candidate Matt Dolan, whose family owns a Cleveland baseball team, what I call a Republican classic. Notably, he also criticized Donald Trump for January 6th, which he called an attack on democracy. Looks like you have some tough choices come November, Ohio. Now for a little bit on the coup beat. Donald's attorneys argued before the Supreme Court yesterday that he should be granted absolute immunity for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election, as he should for any official act he undertook as president, on the grounds that ruling against him would, quote, incapacitate every future president. Even his legal filings are rife with projection. And I really do not like reporting on his rally speeches, but sometimes his comments are just so abhorrent that I feel I have an actual duty to inform. Yesterday, he claimed that the Democratic Party, quote, hates Israel. I don't think so, though there are some who wish that it did. And that Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats, quote, hate their religion. I suppose this is how Captain 2 Corinthians is attempting to capture the Jewish vote. Less than a day after the Supreme Court extended the pause on enforcing a Texas law that would grant police wide authority to arrest people who they suspect are undocumented migrants, they have since declined to block the law from going into effect, while returning the case back to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This means that, in practice, it can go into effect. This ruling on the Texas law, which is known as SB 4, is controversial because it paves the way for a state to enforce its own immigration laws, which has previously been clearly delineated by courts as the purview of the federal government. SB 4 allows local and state police officers to stop, arrest, prosecute, and deport anyone suspected of having crossed the border illegally, with the exception of inside schools, healthcare facilities, or places of worship. Mexico's foreign ministry has already said that it will not accept any deportations made by the state of Texas under any circumstances, as immigration policy is a matter between federal governments, not states. Yeah, this sounds like a very slippery slope that could end with, like, West Hollywood deporting Tom Sandoval to Vegas. For our final story today, we have a scary weather report. According to climate scientists, global ocean surface temperatures have remained at record highs for over a full year, and they aren't even entirely sure why. They say that El Niño could be a contributor, but that these record-breaking temperatures have been unexpected in their magnitude, persistence, and geographic extent, i.e., everything everywhere all at once, and that they did not expect temperature records to have been broken by such a large margin. Not only that, but these warmer temperatures have made conditions worse on land, with stronger hurricanes and worsening floods, and the World Meteorological Organization called it a, quote, red alert to the world. Unfortunately, if they want people to listen, I think they're going to need Kate Middleton to deliver the message when she comes out of hiding. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our partner, Quince. Upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. So take this as your invitation to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.